just like the birds, just like the squirrels, just like the ants and the bees, I can see what the hive mind is up to. You can actually see it in the people who are in the hive. They all act the same, talk the same, dress the same, speak the same. Same goal, same direction, everything about them's the same. There might be five different categories of people, but they're all the same. There's some that want to drink and go out drinking. There's some that want to travel. There's some that want to brag about their tools. There's only like five major categories, and then within those five there's subcategories, but it's all about the world, the flesh, and the prolite. You don't run across many people who want to give out the good news, you know, that Jesus alone saves. You don't run across that hardly at all anymore. Very rarely. You might see somebody leave a track on a desk somewhere or something, but you don't see it much anymore. Unless it's on, I don't even have a TV. I don't even know if it comes on TV anymore. I guess it does. There's that one guy on TV, what's his name? Andrew Womack, he's on TV still. I saw him one day walking by TV. But most of the time, you don't even hear the truth anymore. Going about your daily routine, you don't hear anybody talk about the gospel or anything. It's sad. You can scroll through and see it on YouTube and Instagram, shorts, you know, but it's funny how Joe Rogan's starting to wake up. I don't know if he believes yet or not, but they will attack him. They will attack him. He will be attacked. You can't have somebody real popular like that preaching the gospel. If he gets saved, I don't know if he is or not. I just saw something about it. But you can't have somebody like that preaching Jesus, you know. Reaching the masses. He's had people on his podcast preaching Jesus, but you can't have it in the devil's system. Devil ain't gonna let that go on. In his system, he's gonna put a stop to that. They'll try to frame him and everything else. Set him up, frame him, attack him, take him to court. They all play the same game. If you marry one of these religious but lost, and all you're thinking about is you're not a part of the system, you know, and you marry one of them, she wants you to be a part of the system. She's going to try to steal, kill, and destroy. She's going to try to put you in jail and everything else. These people are crazy. These people are sick. If they can't get their image promoted, their will, their goal, their ideas, they want to destroy you if they can. And it's not a joke. And it's especially true with the Pentecostal people. If you don't go along with them and their false gospel about losing your salvation, if you don't go with them about losing your salvation, and if anybody's on my channel about thinks they can lose their salvation, you need to get saved. Because eternal life is eternal life. It's not temporary, it's eternal. Eternal life. Once you're born again, you have eternal life. How can it be temporary if it's eternal? The reason these people say what they say is they want to live in sin. That's what they really deep down, they want to live in sin, but they won't ever admit that. It's the only conclusion. Why would they attack somebody who's saved, believes in, believes in eternal security, once saved, always saved, why would they attack that person? And they'll say stuff like, well, you think it's okay to sin? No, we didn't. We don't think that. We know we're going to, if we do, it's going to be a scourging like you ain't never seen. So that comment tells you that they want to live in sin. They would. That's what they think you're thinking. It makes total sense if you think about it. Well, you believe it's okay to sin? No, we didn't say that. We know that God scourges every son he receives. Just because you want to sin doesn't mean a born again wants to sin, because you don't have eternal life. That way you know it's temporary for you. You're not even saved. You just think it's works. You think works are going to keep you. But the Bible says, any man preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. What is the gospel? Faith alone in Jesus alone. Not of works, lest any man should boast. The death, burial, and resurrection. For God so loved the world that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Eternal life. If you believe in him, eternal life. Did it say temporary life? No. It said eternal. Eternal life. Stupid. Quit being a legalistic, religious, but lost sinner. They want to sin. That's why they say what they say. It makes total sense. Break it down. They already are, but they're hiding it, you know. You got the sins of omission and sins of commission. The flesh, Paul said, the flesh is nothing but sin. Who can rescue me from this body of sin? Thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you get married, you might marry a saint, but they got sinful tendencies that you better get ready to face off with, because it ain't going to be fun. Two sinners in the same house. Yeah, the ideal is to walk in the Spirit every day and take up your cross and serve one another and all that stuff, but it still can flare up. The old Adam still tries to get out of the grave, you know. It's not who you are, but it can get out of the grave for a minute. Especially any agreement you go into. If you go into some kind of agreement with somebody, get ready for warfare. Especially any long-term agreement. Get ready for warfare in a long-term agreement, because it's going to be war. Not only is it war against the other person's old Adamic nature, but your own Adamic nature. In Adam, we all die. The old Adam brought death. The new Adam brings eternal life. So no matter what woman you marry, no matter what man she marries, he can marry like Elizabeth Elliot and still have problems. Better off single, like the Apostle Paul said. Better off single. I noticed with this inflation thing going on, if the women find out you're single, they're trying to get in really bad. They want in the door. I mean, really. If they have to call a plumber or electrician, it's going to cost them $500. They are trying to get in the door all the time. And we told y'all, you better stay with that man. You better not abandon your situation, because it's going to get rough. But they didn't listen. Sue's crying now. There's nothing new under the sun. It always gets rough for Jezebel, and what Jezebel does, she paints her face. Same thing is happening now. They're knocking on your door, painting their face, trying to get in the door. And it's not a joke.